Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, good morning, everybody. It is the end of the week. It's Friday, and you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday, where I, as your benevolent dictator radio talk show host, give you the freedom to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today politically. Doesn't matter what's on my plate. It's whatever you want. And you know how easy that is? You just pick up the phone. You need to dial 503-589-1220. That's the Power of Buick GMC talk line. On Fridays, I try to get to the calls a little bit sooner, a little quicker. I also try to put as many people on the air as possible and let them talk. Okay? That's the magic of talk radio, is you get to talk. You get to express your opinion. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. How about an email to jeff@1220.am? I'll read it on the air if you send it. Or jeff@kslm.news. What happens when you decide you're gonna file for like a local school board position? You get fired. This just happened with Carrie Zauner, a real estate agent, got fired. She's running for the Salem-Keizer School Board because her platform is focused on reopening schools full-time and restoring school resource officers, cops in the schools, to keep our kids safe in the schools. She got a message from a real estate broker saying, you know, we need to part ways. Are you willing to take a stand like that? You willing to support somebody like that? You should. This is the essence of what has to happen, folks. Also, did you know that the gangs, the street gangs, the Black Lives Matter militants armed with AR-15s and AK-47s yesterday showed up in Portland and were accosting people at intersections with vehicles? And there's video of it. You can see it. Now, how come I haven't seen this? Well, I was just watching Fox 12. Didn't see it on Fox 12. Maybe another TV station covered it. Didn't see it in the Oregonian or the Willamette Week. But it happened yesterday. And nobody's talking about it. You watch the video. It's on Gateway Pundit. I'll put it up there, folks. You want to talk about that a little bit today? If you want to talk about, I mean, I find that ironic. I do. Because remember Michael Strickland? He's the conservative reporter that has the website Laughing at Liberals. For years, he's taken video just as a citizen journalist of the crazy lefties, the Occupy people, and so forth. And then it moved on to other people. And he got assaulted. He got put in the hospital. Finally, somebody got charged for that, but apparently nothing ever happened to him. Literally, he got put in the hospital filming. So then later on, he's back on the streets filming, and he has a concealed carry permit in Portland, Multnomah County. And again, he gets accosted. He draws his weapon, that's all, to back people off because he doesn't want to get hurt again. He felt, under Oregon statute, his life was in danger. He could draw his weapon. He gets prosecuted. He gets convicted. His case was rejected by the Court of Appeals. They've now appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, here's a guy who's being accosted. He gets prosecuted in Portland. But the Black Lives Matter people, as this video shows, literally have AK-47s, shotguns, all kinds of weapons. They assault drivers. One guy gets out of his pickup with a gun, and they beat him, steal his gun. It's all in the video. My point is, nothing's happened to them. Nobody got arrested. They've taken over the streets and the intersections. No cops show up. Apparently, nobody bothered to dial 911, or if they did, and it would be interesting if somebody actually did a public records request to see if anybody dialed in on 911 and made a complaint and said, hey, there's guys all over these intersections. They're stopping cars. They're breaking out the windows of cars, which you can see. They're assaulting people who get out of the cars to defend themselves. It'd be interesting if that 911 call was ever made. Again, that's public record. So we have two standards of justice, don't we? We let Black Lives Matter, the gangs, run the streets in Portland, apparently. But yet you can't pull a gun and defend yourself in Portland if you're a conservative. I'm just saying, folks. Also, I find it interesting on the OregonWatchdog.com. These are actually stories from yesterday. I find it interesting that you have this story about Mike Nierman, right? I mean, we talked about it. Mike Nierman's finally charged, they say. He finally got charged because he opened the door and let the bad guys in to the legislature.
And it scared all the little politicians.
I'm sorry if I'm being a little sarcastic about that. My apologies on Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220. Here's what's interesting. Mike Nierman gets charged. After months of investigation, Nierman is finally charged with misdemeanors, by the way. Yet, the former Speaker of the House in the same week also gets charged with sex solicitation in a sting operation. Now, I want you to just ask yourself this question. Again, as you know, the show is all about helping you change your world by talking about the political issues of the day in a way that allows you to persuade the persuadable. That's why I do this show. It's reason for existing. Don't you find it interesting that a former Speaker of the House could engage in illegal sexual activity in a sting operation, show up at a Ramada Inn looking for sex, paid sex, which is illegal, in a bill that he helped pass when he was Speaker. Consider that for a moment, and then consider what Mike Nierman did, who walked out a door, and his only crime, as you can see on the video, is he did not shut the door immediately behind him. He's being charged with something that apparently is far worse than what the Speaker of the House is doing. Now, which is more damaging to society? Which is more damaging to families? A husband and a father seeking illegal sex, prostitution? What's more damaging to society? Who are the victims of prostitution? The damage it causes psychologically in people's lives is far worse than Mike Nierman walking out the door and not shutting it behind him quickly. Don't you think? Or you could use the other story that we just talked about. Black Lives Matter. People commandeering intersections, assaulting people in vehicles, breaking out windows. Because they say, the cars tried to run over us. Yeah, they're trying to escape. Except the video doesn't even show that. What's worse? Them getting away with that? Nobody getting arrested? Them doing violence? And yet Michael Strickland pulls a gun to defend himself after being assaulted previously. And he gets arrested. He gets prosecuted and convicted. of menacing. Which is worse? If you were in one of those cars, or if you were an observer watching the Michael Strickland filming of a protest by leftists, or you were in one of those cars, or even a neighborhood person watching Black Lives Matter take over the intersection and assault people and break the windows out of their cars, which is worse? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Just saying, folks. Just saying. By the way, there's up-to-date news. I have a friend in Arizona, besides Representative Mark Finchem, who's running for Secretary of State. There is this story in the Gateway Pundit about external devices. These are external hard drives with up-to-date vote totals. Were taken off site during the election every night by either a Maricopa County employee or Dominion employees every night, supposedly to keep them safe and secure. Really? How do we know that that data wasn't manipulated overnight? It's very suspicious. Now, you add to that that the revelation hit yesterday. This is stunning. The revelation hit yesterday that the auditors in Arizona were asking the Secretary of State's office for administrative password so that they could get in and look even deeper into the systems. That's allowed under the audit. Unbelievably. The Secretary of State's office said, we don't have the passwords. So one of two things can be possible here. Either the Secretary of State's office is lying, which would be kind of a bad thing, or they never had the passwords, and Dominion employees have the administrative passwords to get into the systems. Because it's into those systems then that you, on the administrative side, would see the actual data flow. There's a difference between, for those of you who are computer geeks, you know this, difference between being a user and having a password to get in and being an administrator. Secretary of State's office is saying officially in Arizona, they do not have administrative passwords. Who would? Dominion. It gets even curiouser and curiouser as we go along. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. It is Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Back in a moment. It's 620. What's on your mind today? Get something off your chest.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. It is Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. It could be... It could be that, maybe you want to comment on how Kerry Zahner, a candidate for the Salem-Keizer School District, a conservative, who's running for, with other conservatives, on a platform of reopening schools full-time and restoring school resource officers, how she gets fired by her real estate brokerage firm. She's a real estate agent. Isn't that interesting? She spoke out a couple of weeks ago in frustration on a Facebook thread about George Floyd. She says, I should have spoken better. I should have given more thought to my words. But in context, which the cancel culture police and the liberal media ignored, I call for our society to move past the divisiveness now that George Floyd's killer is convicted and focus on healing. Within a day, I started receiving horrible messages, she writes. People shared photos of my kids and my husband's. Her husband's a cop, folks. My husband with X's on their faces. I was called filthy names and a racist. One person, knowing no doubt that my husband is in law enforcement, sent an image saying blue lives aren't real. Then the internet trolls started targeting my real estate broker. After a few days, I got the call that they had to distance themselves. They let me go. Would this have been done if I weren't running as a conservative for the school board? No. They want to intimidate me into dropping out because they do not want conservative voices on the school board. I can assure you, I won't stay silent when they try to cancel me. I'm in this race to win it, to be a voice for our kids. Now, I'm going to stop it there because, and then get to the phone and just because we got calls piling up here. My point is this. You got to stand up for what you believe. And sometimes it may cost you. Okay? What do you lose if you don't stand up? Generations of kids being brainwashed because we don't have school board members willing to stand up and not allow critical race theory, cancel culture ideas within the schools. What's the impact of that down the road? Carries on her, folks. Her and that whole slate of Linda Farrington, Mike Slagle, and Liam Collins, you need to vote for them all if you haven't already. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I want to thank Wilsonville Auto Repair, Mr. T, Mile X, for being one of our sponsors. Check out their website, Mr. Wilsonville, Mr. T, Mile X.com. Wilsonville, Mr. T, Mile X.com. Go in confidence that they'll treat you right in all kinds of repairs, not just transmissions, but everything else, especially you females. They'll be honest with you. You don't get taken advantage of. Check out their website and the great testimonials. Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com. We'll start first with Art and then go to Rich. Art, good morning. Go.
Good morning, Jeff. Nothing the Democrats do surprised me, or the Antifa, et cetera. Couple things. Charlie Kirk, Tucker Carlson, have brought forward 30 people are dying every day by getting the vaccine. And as you know, they're not reporting that stuff. Our people are, which is a good thing. And so, again, we got to bring Charlie Kirk to Oregon. Hope you pass that along to the powers that be, because I think an event at the Ames Ranch motivating our young people to get more and more involved is a good thing. And I also want to say that we got to keep on fighting, vote for that slate in our schools, because our schools suck. And you know what's getting generated out of there? A bunch of kids who don't have the real facts and those kind of things. So let's keep on fighting. I'm going to vote for the slate. Hope everybody out there is going to vote, because typically these kind of elections have low turnout. And if we turn out, we can turn things around in our school districts here in the area, which is very, very important.
So right, and so true. I mean, you're right on the money. Yeah. I mean, these are low turnout elections. If we turn out, we win. That is an excellent point. Hey, thanks, Art. Have a marvelous weekend. And I'm going to pass on that suggestion, like I said I would. I think it's a great idea with Charlie Kirk. Maybe we have an event out at the Ames Ranch again that would be fantastic. Let's go to Rich. Rich, what's on your mind on Freedom Friday? Good morning.
I've watched the Mike Nierman video numerous times. And I can tell you that there's nothing on there that he did wrong. I've seen numerous politicians come out preoccupied and not care about the doors. And most of them were liberals. So his whole action through the whole thing seems normal for me.
So what I find interesting, and by the way, thanks, Christy, for sending me the email. Christy saw a video on Channel 12 at 4:30 of the Black Lives Matter people. So I just turned it to it because I missed that, I guess. But I just find it interesting. You compare what Mike Nierman did to what the Black Lives Matter people are doing, and nobody's getting prosecuted for it.
Yes. And the other thing, too, about Black Lives Matter, when you go, if you ever went up to them and asked them why they're not in Chicago, they don't have an answer.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it?
The other thing about that nice lady that's going for the school board, I'd like to know who the realty group is, because I have a couple of people wanting to sell their houses, and I want to make sure they don't use them.
Yeah, and hopefully if she has been hired by another broker group, that then you could direct them to her specifically. Her name is Carrie Zohner, Zohner.
I know, I have her. I've met her, and I have her brochure here.
Okay, you do. All right. Yeah, I don't know who it... She didn't say in her letter who that was, Rich. But it's a great point. Rich, thank you very much. 6:30 in the morning. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. That's the Power of Buick GMC Talk Line. Back in a moment. It's Freedom Friday. Let's get at it.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
All right, everybody. Great to have you back with us. It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? Anything's on the table. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220, or emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. I did get, again, as I said, Christy said that Channel 12 did have a segment on the Black Lives Matter terrorists taking over the intersection. So I turned it on. But then I got busy over the break, answering emails and so forth, and I missed it. So I'm replaying it right now just to see if it's there. So I would stand corrected on that. But again, the point is this. I mean, Mike gets arrested. Not Mike Nierman, but the other Michael. Can't remember his last name. I said it earlier. Jeez. Anyway, he gets arrested for pulling a gun in self-defense. And these guys, nobody gets arrested. Nope, nothing. And they damage people's vehicles. And they do really bad things. I mean, it's just stunning. Two systems of justice, and it's wrong. And like Rich said, he watched the video multiple times, as I have. And nothing that Mike Nierman did was wrong. Not a thing. None of it. None of it was wrong. And yet the Black Lives Matter people just get away with it. And again, you got to ask those questions. Tom did a quick DuckDuckGo search on Carrie Zohner. And I did also, in fact, I'm looking at it. It says She is with Realty One Group. So if she was with Realty One, they haven't taken her her picture off of the website, off their website. But Tom said they've cleaned her content off the internet. I got a bunch of stories on DuckDuckGo about Christy being Realty One Group and so forth. So I'm seeing something different. At any rate, she needs, yeah, Michael Strickland. Thank you, Jeff Kubler. Yeah, it's Michael Strickland. Anyway, the point is that she's a conservative. And she got attacked by the leftists. You remember the story that I shared with you? And so many of you helped out. Thank you. For Megan Marie. So many of you know how she got doxxed by the leftists because she dared to hold Stop the Steal rallies at the Capitol. You guys remember that? How they went after her employer? They did the same thing with Kerry Zoner. The trolls. There are people so dedicated on the left that they make it seem like they're this, and they scare the living daylights out of these employers. So Kerry Zoner said things about her frustration about the George Floyd case and made the point, let's all come together. We've had a conviction, now let's come together. That is not good enough. You see, the Black Lives Matter people yesterday in Portland, you know what that was about? It was about a guy who got shot by Portland police in 2018. Huh? So why are they doing it now? Why didn't they do it previously? Because they're looking for any excuse to riot. Any excuse. This was Patrick Kimmons, who was shot by police in 2018 after a gang shootout on the streets late at night. And now they start protesting. And they're organized. They're wearing masks, they're wearing helmets, they've got radios. Not a cop anywhere. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I'm just saying it's ironic. Mike Nierman walks out of the Capitol building, and Rich brought up another good point. There's lots of other video of legislators leaving the building just the way Mike Nierman did. And I hope his legal counsel, whoever it is, going to point this out. I do. This is an unjust prosecution. And you know what? We're going to have to step up and help Mike Nierman with his legal costs, just like we have done with Christina Mollimon and others. And thank you, by the way, for all of you who do that. My point, and I'm going to get to the phones in a moment, because we got Rebecca and Kathy hanging on. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What do you want to talk about on Freedom Friday? My point is, like, Kerry Zoner gets fired from her real estate broker group because the leftists go after her. It wasn't until they started going after her and contacting Realty One or whoever it was. I'm not sure. Again, I'm not sure if it is Realty One today, that who she was is with today, or if it was. I don't know. But the point is, again, they go after the employers and the employers get scared. Now, I want you to, this is why we ask you to do business with our advertisers, like Freedom Heating and Air. Because every one of these advertisers get the same kinds of calls from people who don't like conservative talk radio or this show or this station. And they stay true to us for the cause of liberty, free speech. So let's stay true to them, like Freedom Heating and Air. Again, they can make your life a lot better in a lot of different ways, keeping it warmer or cooler, depending on what you need, with great air filtration systems that actually kill bacteria with UV light. So check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
I hope this is an exception.
It's not a good.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
All right. Darn it. Try again. Try to get a better connection if you would. We would love to hear what you have to say, Rebecca. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. How are you and what do you have to say today?
I'm fine, except that I overslept again.
Ah, well, good for you.
Yeah, my chickens don't think so.
Oh.
Anyway.
You gotta keep the chickens happy.
What?
You gotta keep the chickens happy.
I know, but if I'm asleep, what am I gonna do? They're just gonna have to wait for me.
They are.
So, anyway. Something that occurred to me this past couple days is unless Black Lives Matter start saying that all lives matter, then I don't think the group Black Lives Matter. I don't think they matter.
Well, that's an interesting point. And I'm not going to disagree with you because the reality is every person's life matters, but the left doesn't look at it that way. And Black Lives Matters, as you know, as an organization, is a Marxist organization. They call for the destruction of the family. You just name it. They do it. They believe it's okay to assault and hurt white people because we have been racist. They are justifying thinking that's okay. It's never okay. So they don't believe that all lives matter.
Well, then they don't matter. And that's just the way I feel. It has nothing to do with the color of their skin.
Well, so your point is well taken. The reality is that because of the news media and the woke corporations who are filled with younger generation people that have been brainwashed by the colleges and the universities and the Marxists there, they agree that Black Lives Matter, they have to cave to them because they want to be accepted. They don't want any controversy. Look at what's happening to Coke. Coca-Cola comes out, Kathy, it comes against, you know, the Georgia voting law.
Mm-hmm.
And they just get hammered. And they pull back from it a little bit. Their black lawyer, legal counsel, on staff, resigns. He was the guy pushing it within the company. He resigns. Guess what they do? Kathy, they hire back the black lawyer who resigned for $660,000 a year. You wonder what's wrong with America? Yeah. No courage. But we have to stand up, Kat. And you've made that point. If Black Lives Matter doesn't think that every life matters, then they don't matter. And we ought to push that at people like Coca-Cola and whatever realty group fired Terry's honor. Thanks. Back in a moment with Glenn. It is 6:48.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. We will go to the phones in just a moment. We got Glenn and Tim hanging on. What do you want to talk about today? You got a few minutes left. It's Freedom Friday. It means you can be anything you want to talk about. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Shoot me an email to Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at 1220.am. Rich writes, so are we in the throes of a repeat of the Russian Revolution of the 1918 era here? I would think so from the actions of the left. Also, Black Lives Matter stands for burn, loot, we are Marxist. BLM. Oh, that's good. That's good. Jeffrey writes, how is Mike Nierman? How is it Mike Nierman is having to pay for his own legal defense, yet we hear about politicians settling sexual harassment suits, and it comes out of taxpayer money? Oh, that's good, too. Yes. In the Oregon legislature, they settled a bunch of sexual harassment lawsuits with your tax dollars. But Mike Nierman, I mean, they expelled, basically, Democrat Diego Hernandez for this. Okay? And yet Mike Nierman just walks out a door and doesn't shut it behind him. Nobody's paying for, the legislature's not paying for his defense. The legislature's not paying for settlements. Yeah. I want to thank also Pro Bioscience as one of our great sponsors. They make the best CBD products in the world. They use only Oregon-grown products, which are the highest quality you can find, because Oregon has the toughest standards. I know. As a hemp grower, former hemp grower, I had to comply with those standards. Pro Bioscience is based in Salem. You can talk to them. You know exactly what you're getting from them. Last couple of nights, I've had trouble sleeping, so last night I took some of the CBD tincture under my tongue. I slept fantastic. So you know what? You ought to check out. If you want natural opportunities to feel better, then why don't you just go to pro-bioscience.com. That's the website, pro-bioscience.com. And if you order any of their great products, including some of their great beauty products and more coming online, use the discount code MOTHER. This weekend, of course, is Mother's Day. MOTHER. And you get 15% off. You can find them on the retail shelves. The products at the Tobacco Pouch in Salem and Edgewater, or the vape shots shops, Liquivana, in both Silverton and Molalla. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning.
Yes, Jeff, the thread that ties everything together, the COVID, the disease, India with now a new variant, a new brew coming out of China, probably taking across the border. It definitely has military ties to the entire world. CIA's, Comey, John Brennan, all of these people are working together at the Capitol building, the Capitol States. And Ted Wheeler, a rhino Republican. What is he now? A rhino Democrat? Because he's in charge of the police. If this continues in Portland, people are really going to flee because they can't drive their car anywhere on the interstates or down to school, wherever they want to go, and be stopped and threatened like that, just any day, any hour. And then they threaten Ted Wheeler. And what is he going to do now? Hands tied behind his back? And he's got a thread to the Capitol building himself in the state of Oregon. There's no answers for those of us that are paying the payroll taxes for people who cannot do their job. This is more than sick. They do not need our money in the payroll tax system if they're not going to do their jobs. Get out and give the job to somebody else.
Thank you. Great point. Can you imagine how frustrated the police officers are who aren't allowed to do their job protecting the rest of us from people like these Black Lives Matter protesters? Thanks. Got to move on. Rebecca writes the email that she said, four times I've been surrounded by Black Lives Matter, and each time the crowd was 99% white. Said one time I saw a black man who was not participating in the chanting and asked him, what are you doing here? He said, I'm just following them around because I can't figure out what they're doing. And Gail, thank you for the Dr. Shiva, the interview. He said this is with Dr. Shiva is as a federal election lawsuit. Apparently others can join the lawsuit. And there's a gal on this video who is from Oregon showing 17 counties in Oregon with more votes than voters. The smallest being one vote difference in Lane County, which had 3,755 extra votes. And by the way, thanks, Art. Art is doing business with Bo, who you hear advertising, and now he's going to be doing business with Freedom Heating and Air. Speaking of businesses you can do business with, Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. You want a contractor you can trust to work on your home? Go to RighteousRenovations.com. He's your man. Check it out. Great before and after pictures and customer testimonials. RighteousRenovations.com. Tim, you're up next.
I'll be real quick.
Okay.
Education. Who's responsible? Boy, I'm getting feedback. The schools or the parents? Because a lot of the things that happen at the school aren't getting supported by the parents. We talked about boy, I have a hard time talking, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know why that's happening if you're getting feedback on the internet. Make your point very quickly.
Well, the branch in the Army, they have a chemical branch. I haven't heard anything from the chemical branch. And they're designed to take care of any type of chemical use by the enemy.
That is true. That is true. Thanks, Tim. I appreciate you calling. Gail, you're going to finish up the show today on Freedom Friday. What's on your mind?
Thank you for reading my email. I was just curious if you can post that in case other people want to see that video and maybe jump on board, because it's not too late to join his federal lawsuit. And I was just excited that Heather is from Oregon. The other thing is that VAERS, the vaccine reporting for injury, they are saying that there's 4,178 reports of death from that vaccine. So thank you for your prayers to protect these people.
Yes, indeed, and thank you for, and I will post, because I have it up on my webpage, I will post the Dr. Shiva lawsuit video with the lady featured from Oregon. Friends, thank you so much. Thank you for praying yesterday, the National Day of Prayer. Those of you who came down to the Capitol, pray for your mothers. Bless your mothers. Even if your mother's gone, bless somebody else's mother this Sunday. Be blessed, all of you. Keep praying. Keep fighting. See you Monday.